This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says as many as 10 lawsuits alleging election fraud will be presented this week. Giuliani goes on to say there is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states and possible 10, it was stolen. Now you can't let an election go into history without challenging that. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
With zero American states certifying their ballot counts, a slew of lawsuits to follow election irregularities, and the electorate not meeting until December, the election is still in question. That didn't stop mainstream media and Joe Biden from claiming the election. Also not recognizing the Biden claim is Communist China. The Chinese government on Monday ignored questions on whether it would congratulate Joe Biden's claim of victory, a foreign ministry spokesman saying only that China would act in accordance to international practice. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. NASA Chief Jim Bridenstine told Aerospace Daily he will be stepping down, not for partisan reasons, but to ensure that politically, NASA has the best chance of thriving under new leadership. The right question here is, what's in the best interest of NASA as an agency, and what's in the best interest of America's exploration program? Bridenstine said Sunday, the day after Democrat Joe Biden declared himself the winner of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway, joining his father Bill as champions of stock car racing's top division. At 24 years of age, Elliott became the third youngest Cup Series champion in NASCAR history.
We did it. Hey, we did it. That's all I got to tell you. Unreal. Championship crew chief Alan Gustafson is now a NASCAR Cup Series champion and very deserving. I just can't say enough about our group. You know, I feel like we took some really big strides this year, and last week was a huge one. And to come out of that with a win and a shot to come here and have a chance to race is unbelievable.
Only Jeff Gordon in 1995 and 1950 champ Bill Rexford were younger. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? I'll tell you, 350 million people with disparate ideas, and of course here we are in this, you know, contested election. The pollsters did not get it right once again. It's almost like, I mean, we are in the midst of all this dysfunction, and we continue to give it place. How much longer can we put up with this? Trevor Loudon is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, my good friend who has been at the forefront of all things America. I mean, really analyzing the underbelly and these paradigm shifts that have been taking place. And what is on display right now is no surprise to him. He's warned America, he's been saying this for a number of years, that the democratic socialists, the communists, the Marxists, boy, I'll tell you, it's like, Trevor, it's like the dam has opened up and they've all been given place for expression.
Well, they have, Bill. You know, this has been under the surface for a long time, but it's like termites. You know, they're burrowing away in your house. You don't know they're there until one day you lean on the wall and it collapses.
Right.
Well, we're at that point now. The termites, the communists, have been burrowing away for a long time, and now they're out in the open.
Well, and the thing is, as you and I talked about the last time, I mean, we think of communists, I mean, at the core, at the center of all this are the Chinese communists, right?
Look, absolutely. We need to understand the COVID disease was deliberately fanned by the Chinese Communist Party with the Democrats to bring down the president, because mm-hmm. they know they cannot survive four more years of this crazy guy in the White House. The Black Lives Matter riots were all instigated by Liberation Road, which is a pro-Chinese Communist Party with deep links to the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. And now we are seeing all the key states, I'm talking North Carolina, I'm talking Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all of them that are still in play have large pro-Chinese communist voter registration groups in those states that have been working heavily in the minority populations.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them come out of the ACORN movement, which was well known for its vote fraud. So this is a Chinese operation biologically, a Chinese operation with the riots, and a Chinese operation to flip certain states, battleground states, to the Democrat, to Joe Biden's favor against Trump.
Yeah, I mean, as we were talking with Horace Cooper just a moment ago, Trevor, I mean, you look at the numbers. I mean, here's Joe Biden with his, questionable mental health. He is in a bunker most of the time during the campaign. Certainly his charm, he cannot even carry the satchel of one Barack Obama, who I believe was one of the most charming presidents in the modern era. You might include Bill Clinton with that, but I think even more so, Barack Obama's charm, even to this day, exceeds just about any president, including Donald Trump. Here it is. Joe Biden is able to garner more votes than Barack Obama. How is that possible without some sort of chicanery?
Look, I think the chicanery is epidemic in those key states. And I think Trump is playing a very good strategy here. He's going to take these cases to the court, and the fraud is going to be exposed to the American people. Because we've been talking about Democratic Party vote fraud for years. And they always poo-poo it. No, there's no evidence. Well, we're going to see the evidence now. By doing this, Donald Trump is going to expose to the American people the absolute dishonesty of the Democratic Party in the same way that Devin Nunes exposed to the American people the dishonesty of the deep state. So hang on to your chairs, folks.
But Trevor, it requires a media and other outlets to, to come alongside. I mean, look at what they did with the Hunter Biden story. They squelched it.
Right.
You know, things about Joe Biden that they have not, they haven't done their job. And this is why the president, rightfully so, has placed the moniker of fake news upon the mainstream media. I mean, we've got to find a better, truthful outlet and manner in which we can get this information out, because as we know, they say, so easily, well, democracy dies in darkness. Well, yeah, but you keep turning out the lights and you want democracy to reign. What are you doing, right?
I think the media has done its job. Their job was to destroy President Trump and get elected to the advantage of the communist Chinese. So they did a great job. And they're still trying to do a job now, shutting people down. We've seen nothing yet where they're going to deplatform everybody they can. That is why I'm so gratified to see the Trump train starting up again. The networks are built, have not stopped working. The money's flowing into Trump's campaigns to fight this. And when he flips, when he wins states that are being called for the Democrats because of evidence of massive vote fraud, even the mainstream media is not going to be able to shut that one up.
You're right. I mean, at this point, the level of exposure has to be obvious, so they have no choice but to report on it. And to me, Trevor, I don't know, when I look at it, I think that, Arizona is probably the start of that unveiling, because some of this is so obvious there. Do you agree?
Arizona is critical. You had pro-Chinese communist groups, people like Lucha, who are part of this network, whether they understand it or not, who've done massive work in Arizona. That's going to be uncovered. That's going to be, Arizona's going to be one of the first to go back, I believe, to the Trump column. And it may even put Martha McSally into the U.S.
back in
Senate. And then I think Nevada will be key as well. The same things have been done in Nevada. And then it'll go right through Georgia, right through Michigan, Wisconsin. I think Trump's going to win almost all of those states back and actually end up winning by a landslide.
What do you think? I mean, well, I have several pollsters that have been consistent in their projections, solid, and not like the ones that we've been manipulated by and conditioned by, these pollsters that just ought to go away. And they consistently predicted, Trump winning by a landslide. They just, and I talked to them throughout the evening of election night, and they said, Bill, the numbers are juiced. They are manipulating the numbers. This is exactly, the models are out of whack. And of course now, as the dust has settled, and we're finding out in some of these districts where you've got, over 100% of the people voting. I mean, come on. I mean, you have really jumped the shark on this. You've gotten so aggressive that if there is any kind of earnest inspection of all this, it's quite obvious, isn't it?
Look at this. There's no way you can get 130,000 votes dumped.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor Lavin after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, no.
You know, that's Danny Goki's song. I would say to all of America right now, you know, don't lose hope. You know, we'll get through this. And as, you know, our socialism expert, Trevor Loudon, has told us, I mean, this is quite the reveal. I mean, this entire year, and I would say the presidency of Donald Trump has been, I guess if you wanted to say one word about this administration, it has to do with exposure. Donald Trump exposed and put before the American people, you know, something that we always suspected, that our institutions were corrupt, they were not working in our better interest, they were self-serving to the elitists, and this has been on full display. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, to top it off, Trevor, is this election has been a manufacturing of a predetermined result brought to you by the Democratic Socialists and the elites, that they were ticked off because an outsider who came in, and even though regardless of his track record and everything and the new standards that he that he's put into play, they were going to do everything they can to take this guy out short of an assassination.
Yeah, look, Donald Trump walked into an 80% completed socialist revolution. Hillary Clinton, wow. If she was elected, was going to legalize 22 million illegal immigrants and give them citizenship and voting rights. That would have sent Florida, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona irretrievably blue. Mm-hmm. There never would have been another Republican president. They were that close to sealing the deal. And he walked straight into the middle of it and totally upset the apple cart. And they've been trying to destroy him ever since and get back on the Marxist track. And this election was supposed to do it. And I think this election is going to be Trump's opportunity to seal the deal and finally expose the absolute corruption and socialism and unethical behavior that is now endemic in the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
I think this is a great opportunity.
Did he underestimate the power and influence of the Communist Chinese?
I think he did. Look, Trump walked into office. He knew the Chinese were bad, but I don't think he understood how deeply they were entrenched in the Democratic Party and in the social movements of America.
Right.
You know, that's what he didn't quite get. Well, I think he's got a much better idea now, and he has got a plan to basically take down the Communist Party of China, to do to the Communist Party of China what Reagan did to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. And what a boon that will be for the world. You imagine a free, liberated China.
Exactly.
How that could contribute to the betterment of this planet.
Trevor, there's no way that's going to happen under a Biden administration.
Biden will sell. Biden is China's man. Kamala Harris is China's girl.
Yeah.
You know, her whole history is pro-Chinese communist. Obama has, Biden has been working for the Chinese and the Iranians and Moscow his entire political career. He is completely their man. He will, look, right now the Indians are freaking out. Because they know that Donald Trump is the only world leader with the cojones to take on the Chinese,
right,
to back the Chinese down. They know that if Biden takes over, we lose India, we'll lose Japan, we'll lose the Philippines, we'll lose Europe. The whole lot will fall in with China.
And we're going to look in retrospect at that militarized island that the Chinese have set up as a setup, you know, by comparison, what we'd be looking at in another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, look, I don't even think it will take that long. The Chinese are getting ready to move now. And this election is really... This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is China versus the United States.
Mm-hmm.
China wants Joe Biden. They've been working on every front to get him, you know, with the COVID, with the riots that they inspired, and now with the electoral battles where their pro-Chinese front groups are flipping, trying to flip states to bring Trump down. This is a Chinese operation. Either China loses or America loses. That's what's at stake in this election.
And no doubt the communists are desperate, you know, for a victory here. They cannot accept a defeat, can they?
No, they can't. They know that they can't stand four more years of President Trump. We've got to understand the Communist Party of China is 800 families. It's like a mafia. They're hanging on by their fingernails to power. If Trump wins again and he keeps isolating the Communist Party of China, their own people will take them out. We won't have to do a thing. Yes. Their own people will get rid of them and liberate their own country. And that'll be a fantastic boon for everybody.
I'm going to ask a dangerous question here, and let me know your thoughts on it, and you can even say, Bill, I don't want to answer it. But where's our military on this?
Our military is with whoever. Now look, I got to be very clear. This is the leadership of the military I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The leadership of the military has been compromised in the same way that the leadership of the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA have been compromised. Obama purged most of the good leaders and put his own people in there. The American military is absolutely patriotic. They will vote overwhelmingly for Trump. Mm-hmm. But the leaders will go with whoever is in power. They will go with Biden if it looks like he's going to win.
Right, exactly. So, I appreciate that information because my question, my doubt is, are they going to, take a stand here and, where they're going to be? And, of course, we've been set up for a while. The suggestion a couple of months ago by Nancy Pelosi that, it was going to be a requirement of the military to come in and remove Donald Trump from the White House. And I'm going, where did that come from? Why is that even being introduced in the bloodstream of the body politic?
Well, that's right. Look, the Democrats will stop at nothing, and they believe they have enough sympathetic people and go-alongs to get-alongs in the top reaches of the military that if they can make a legal case that Donald Trump is no longer the president and he resists, they will call in the military. They're that confident. Mm-hmm. But I think Trump is going to just battle this one out in the courts, expose their fraud, and it won't come down to a military operation. The Democrats are going to be humbled and put out of business for a very long time through the courts. And
right.
What a fortuitous miracle that we got Amy Coney Barrett in here,
yeah.
I've got to say.
Well,
that's going to be a huge boon.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, she could be the Esther of America's constitutional republic.
Look, I absolutely believe that. And this is not to say she's going to vote in favor of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. She's going to vote in favor of the Constitution.
Yes.
And we do not get that out of the Democrat appointed judges. And in many cases, out of Roberts either. But now we've got a majority that will actually abide by the Constitution, and that's very, very valuable going forward.
How much longer, Trevor? I mean, do you think this is, this finally gets exposed in the next week? Or are we're gonna look at the rest of the month that we're going to be still having this conversation? What do you think?
I think it's going to go on for well into next week. I think Arizona could well flip. For Trump very soon, and that's going to upset the whole thing. And then we're going to see what happens with North Carolina, etc. So I think it's going to go on for a little while, but I think the momentum is definitely going to turn in Trump's favor very, very soon. And we're going to see the Democrats go into increased desperation mode.
Well, Trevor, you and I are seeing similar things here because I've been telling my people that there is a key thread to all this. And when we find that right thread and it's pulled back, it's going to be connected to this veil of corruption that's going to be fully exposed. That's what I see happening. You see the same thing, right?
Okay. Look, I think that's what will happen. I think we'll look back on this time.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says as many as 10 lawsuits alleging election fraud will be presented this week. Giuliani goes on to say there is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states and possible 10, it was stolen. Now, you can't let an election go into history without challenging that. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
And just like that, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here and Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions, he's got answers. Right?
I have answers to everything, Bill.
Can you explain what is going on here? I mean, the country seemingly is unraveling over all this election chaos, and the stock market says, hallelujah, let
exactly.
it flow.
What is the stock market likes is gridlock, okay? Mm-hmm. And what this, I mean, obviously the Republicans have done a lot better than people expected it. Going into this election, everybody was talking about the blue wave.
Right.
The blue wave never happened, actually.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I mean, it's still close. But it looking like the Senate is still going to be in Republican hands, although maybe by a lower margin than before, but maybe one or two. But mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell's still going to be majority leader, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the Democrats are going to control the House, although with a smaller majority than they had before. And it's still unclear on the president. I would say the likely betting right now would be on Biden, but you never know these days. But mm-hmm. assuming it's a Biden president, Republican Senate, Democratic House, that's gridlock.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, meaning neither side can do too much damage is what it comes down to. Okay,
right.
That
could
all
be a good
thing. Biden talks about on the progressive wing and Green New Deal, not going to happen with the Republican Senate. Okay.
Yeah, but what about canceling all the tax cuts?
Not going to happen with the Republican Senate.
Oh, right? Really? Okay,
nope.
I thought. Okay. All right, I didn't realize that this was going to involve the Senate. I thought it was just something he could just sign and get rid of.
No. Tax law has to come from Congress.
Right. Okay. Yes, that makes sense. Excuse me.
So the Senate has to go along. They're not going to cancel the tax cuts. Okay?
Right.
They're not going to happen. So on many, many issues, I mean, it's a certain way a shame, but it's what the public wants is gridlock.
Right.
Okay. So all the initiatives that Biden talks about now, Biden and McConnell got along pretty well when he was vice president, and he was in the Senate for a long time.
Yeah.
And they did move across the aisle, and they did get some things done. So maybe, for example, a stimulus bill. Everybody agrees we need some kind of a stimulus bill. Without
exactly.
it, the economy is really, really hurting and getting hurt all the time more. But maybe if Biden and McConnell and Nancy Pelosi can work something out, we can get some kind of a stimulus bill that as opposed to what we haven't been able to get one since March, basically.
Exactly. Well, something's got to break loose in regard to stimulus, because the natives are getting real restless here. And
well, not only are they restless, they're dying. Okay,
yeah.
We had 107,000 new cases yesterday, an all-time record high. Hospitals are overwhelmed, if not at the breaking point. The virus is going rampantly wild out there,
right.
And that closes down the economy. Each state is now closing down. They're closing down bars and restaurants and sporting activities. This is a service economy we've got, Bill.
Right,
and
exactly.
We're stopping service from happening. That's not good for the economy.
Okay? No, not at all. And, of course, this is all before we even calculate the flu.
Well, right. We have a double pandemic here. The flu and the coronavirus is hitting at the same time. And we're only in November. Okay, this is going to get worse, unfortunately. So that's bad for the economy.
Right.
So the stock market is saying, maybe we'll come together, pass a stimulus, do nothing too dramatic on all these other things, on taxes, on trade, on a lot of things they'll have to get along. And what they were worried about, I think, was Biden coming in with a blue wave and a Senate that was Democratic. Then they would have increased regulations, increased taxes. Those are the things that Wall Street was worried about. Last week, the week before the election, the stock market was falling sharply on fears of a blue wave. When the election actually happened, and clearly a blue wave was not happening, then the stock market soared like a rocket. Because
you see, but you know what drives me nuts? You know what drives me nuts about that, Jordan, is this was all propaganda from the mainstream media, the Democrats, these alleged pollsters. I mean,
they were wrong again.
Yeah, I mean, but it was almost purposeful to the degree it's like they ought to be liable. Can you imagine how much money? Seriously, how much money people lost because of this false narrative that they put out there?
Maybe. People don't want to admit they're voting for Trump or Republicans, the pollsters. That's certainly a possibility.
Well, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to admit who you're voting for. I mean, it used to be a private deal. And, of course, even more so, people have been conditioned to do that, because if you said you were voting for Trump, somebody's going to throw a brick through your window.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like, hey, you know, come on.
Got a little ridiculous here. But if you look at the map, of the electoral map, the entire country is red, except for the populous places like the West Coast and New England and New York and Illinois. And the rest of it's all red, basically, when you get down to it. So
this is a bit of a sidebar, only because you brought this up. You know, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. I say proportion everything. Is that based on the popular vote? If, you know, instead of, you know, 55 electoral votes from, you know, California automatically going Democrat, you know, the Republicans have been getting these days maybe a third of the vote. Give them a third of the electoral.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. As it is, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Exactly.
Because it does give more power to smaller states with less population.
Right.
But that's exactly what the framers had in mind. They didn't want the small states to be overwhelmed by the big states.
No, without a doubt. But if it was proportional on these bigger states like New York and, you know, forget about D.C. D.C. has no proportion. I mean, they're ridiculous. But and it's not big enough anyway. But particularly New York and in California, I'm just saying what if. And you're right. It's not, I mean, it's not going to happen. But, I mean, before you get rid of it, why not?
What the stock market is telling you is better times are coming, okay, because they think we're going to get some kind of a stimulus program, and with Biden it might be bigger than with Trump. I mean, Trump hasn't been able to deliver a stimulus program so far, and we're going to get some kind of a vaccine, and we're going to get therapeutics. So the stock market's a forward-looking vehicle.
Right.
And to say, yeah, things are bad now, the cases are rising, the economy's plunging, you know, it's going to be a terrible Thanksgiving and a terrible Christmas, unfortunately, with the cases rising.
Right.
But we can see light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you might
say. And, that's what Trump has been saying. And, of course, the media has blasted him for it. And, you know, what is Biden going to do? I mean, you've got, you know, this warp speed program that's been in operation since, you know, since March.
Well, he would continue that. He would continue that. And
hopefully of course, it only makes sense, right? So here we are. We're kind of knocking on heaven's door. And as opposed to what Obama and Biden left this current administration with the shelves being empty, you know, there's some substance in the shelves over this transition if it happens. The other thing that, you know, I'm just thinking, what happens if they really, I mean, there's some indication there's been some chicanery going on.
Right.
If they find something really diabolical, which, you know, Biden himself, I think last week, admitted that they have the best voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something that he mumbled or, I mean, he just said it. He said it pretty straight out, just like, I told that Ukrainian president, if he wanted that $1 billion, he better get rid of that prosecutor, and he got 6 hours, and dang, you know, if he didn't get rid of him, and he got his money, and
That would be bad for the markets if this kind of dragged on, and I think it's going to drag on.
I think there's
going to be huge legal challenges in a lot of the swing states, in Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona and Pennsylvania, where they're extremely tight races.
Yeah.
A few thousand votes, one way or the other, will swing it one way or the other, and that could be legal challenges. So that would not be a good situation.
Well, they might. Yeah, they might resolve the cemetery vote once and for all.
Well,
I mean, this has been a powerful practice in Chicago, as my buddy down in Broward County, he said when he worked on elections in Illinois, it was always, hey man, you know, they'd say, well, it's it, we got all the count in. They go, oh no, we don't have the cemetery vote yet.
That's right.
And the cemetery vote is incredible, especially in Illinois, because the people die Republican and they're resurrected Democrats.
Very nice.
I love that.
Cook County people, yeah, but. We'll see. So, anyway, I hope we get a resolution one way or the other.
Well, we will.
Because if this drags on for weeks or months with legal challenges and we don't have a president, that's not a good thing.
Well, we will get to it, but the challenge that we'll have is, are we going to be in the midst of half of the country saying that we have an illegitimate president?
Well, correct. And that hurt Bush with Gore. A lot of people were booing him at Inauguration Day because I said he was not legitimate. He basically won by the Supreme Court. That could happen again. Remember, there was a recent court decision, 4-4 in Pennsylvania, because they were Justice Ginsburg was not there anymore. Now you've got Barrett in there. If that same decision went up, they would probably go the other direction. So it's very politically unclear exactly how this is going to work, and the Supreme Court is probably going to play a role in it all.
He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. There's lots of things people can do amidst this very volatile time to improve their finances, and I've got it all right there, and I get emails from listeners all the time, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Abbott. November is American Diabetes Month, and this year has posed unique challenges for the more than 30 million Americans living with the condition. Good nutrition is more important than ever, not only for blood sugar management, but also for immune support. However, if you're living with diabetes, you know it's not always easy to make good food choices and plan appropriate meals. That's where Abbott's Lucerna Shakes can help. These meal or snack replacement shakes have carb steady, blends of low glycemic carbohydrates to help minimize blood sugar spikes, as well as protein to help manage hunger. And with vitamins A, D, antioxidants, and zinc, the shakes also contain nutrients to support immune health. Talk to your doctor about how you can incorporate Glucerna into your diabetes meal plan, whether it's as a convenient breakfast replacement or a protein-packed snack. It's available at all major retailers, including Amazon. And you can visit Glucerna.com for more info.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And back with us from California, the California Assemblyman, Kevin Kiley joins us to give us an update on the recent ruling from the Sutter County Court rebuking Governor Newsom for the use of executive power amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Kevin, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations to your courage for you and Assemblyman Gallagher as well to come together and fight the good fight for, you know, yes, this is California, but really, you know, it really represents, you know, the fairness of our political system and should be an encouragement to the rest of this country and for other fair-minded, freedom-loving citizens.
Well, thank you, and I couldn't agree more. You know, we've seen in this state especially, but I think in other places across the country, our core foundational principle, you know, the separation of powers, the rule of law, representative government really fall by the wayside during this 8-month and counting interminable, no sense, end in sight state of emergency. And so I think that the court's ruling is an important vindication of those principles, that we're not a country or a state that transforms itself into an autocracy under any circumstances, and exactly. Certainly not for this length of time.
Well, Kevin Kiley of Rockland and James Gallagher of Yuba City, which, by the way, Kevin, I worked at a small radio station for about 6 months in my early broadcast years. It was an awesome market. I really enjoyed it, and the people were just so sweet there in that agricultural community. But a lot of fun. So when I saw Yuba City, it brought back some old fond memories of 6 months of my rock and roll radio days there in that market. But James and Kevin, assemblyman, California assemblyman, and a rare breed these days, because what are you? You guys are what, two of only five Republicans there in the state assembly?
It's a small group, although we might pick up, well, at least one, maybe two seats in this election. So that's good news. It's the first time that's happened in quite a while where we've actually gained.
Well, and I think that by experience, people, even people in California, are understanding that a one-party state doesn't work, and look what happens. I mean, it wasn't a big quantum leap for Governor Newsom to overstep his bounds and think that he is the king.
Well, that's very well put. Yeah, I think that you're right. If we had a more balance to begin with in our government, then it wouldn't have been so easy for to make that leap from, you know, one party to one man who's in charge of everything. And actually, this is an interesting thing that came up in the case. You know, in Michigan, there was a lawsuit that actually invalidated the whole Emergency Powers of the Governor Act there. And, you know, in our case, Governor Newsom's attorney said, well, you don't have the whole legislature joining in your lawsuit, which was the case in Michigan. It was just me and James Gallagher.
Yes.
And, you know, our response to that was, well, I mean, yes, you're right about that. And that's an indictment of the legislature, that they're not willing to stand up for the prerogatives of our institution.
Did they assume, or probably not, maybe that's a big leap for me to think that the legislature might assume any kind of responsibility or even be slightly embarrassed by that that proclaimed indictment, the fact that they didn't participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah, none of them have made any, you know, shown any willingness to join in the lawsuit. There's been a couple leading Democrats who have, you know, at least been critical of what the governor's done, but there's been no willingness to take any action to rein him in, and certainly not on the part of the Speaker or the President of the Senate or any of the legislative leadership.
What malfeasance and misrepresentation of their representatives for them not to take a stand? I mean, this is such an impingement, Kevin.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the thing is, when your representative doesn't have a voice in government, that means that you don't have a voice in government. And that's the, you know, the ultimate, I think, harm of the collapse of California's whole constitutional structure into one-man rule, is it left the people of California without any say in these massive, monumental decisions that are being made on a daily basis that impact people's lives in the most direct ways.
Exactly. And we're learning, you know, the due process that though a governor can overstep his bounds, unfortunately you and Mr. Gallagher reacted quickly. But in some cases, you know, these governors overreact and, you know, the problems come and gone and they have another day to survive and come up with something else draconian down the road. But, you know, we've got to put a line in the sand. I've been saying this all day, that if we don't put a line in the sand and say, you know, hell no, no more. You know, we're not going to allow this to happen for the sake of freedom. You know, freedom still needs to be the target focus of all citizens. And if we're going to abandon freedom and the principles that support that, we're in dire trouble.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, I think, the most important thing that we're trying to fight for here is the idea that, you know, our way of life and the core constitutional principles and liberties that have made our country what it is, and that were a pretty radical experiment in the 18th century, but have turned out to be the most successful model of government the world has ever seen, that we can't just give those up. And what's particularly frightening is that in the closing argument at the trial, the governor's attorney said that these ideas like separation of powers work well in theory. That's what he said.
Oh, gee.
But
yeah, right.
The real one was like, well, no, I think we've got a lot of evidence by this point. They work pretty well in practice, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what I appreciate about you. And we're joined at the hip in this purpose, and that is that we are constitutionalists. We do believe that the Constitution does, in fact, say certain things. But you have, you know, even the attorneys and judges and that believe that somehow it's elastic, and that opens the door for activism, and you get some weird decisions that come out. But in this particular case, reason prevailed. Assemblyman Kiley, are you getting any you know, response from other states that said, hey, look, we're right with you. We appreciate your argument. This is brilliant. And we need to incorporate some of these arguments against these draconian governors that we're dealing with in our states.
I have. I've seen several messages from other states come through. I haven't cleared my inbox just yet since we got the ruling a couple of days ago, but I haven't listened to that closely. But I have noted that several such inquiries have arrived.
Well, let me tell you, I'm thankful for the time, and I appreciate you and your executive assistant, you know, jumping through hoops to come on the show to give our audience an update. Though it's a national show, we do have a lot of representation here in the state. So your constituency and, you know, our listeners, you know, want to be up to date, because what you've done, you've really demonstrated to people what courage looks like. And I think that this is where our country is right now, is that we need a dose. I mean, our huge dose of courage to take a stand and hold ground on the very things that we say we believe in, like, you know, our Constitution.
Absolutely. And that's what we're fighting for. And I think that, you know, it's never been more important, or at least not any time in recent memory. So I really appreciate you having me on and giving the chance to talk about the case. And hopefully it'll help to precipitate other actions elsewhere in the country.
Exactly. Where do we go from here, Kevin?
Well, it's a good question. We're still sort of figuring out how we can best use this to really bring about the sort of change that our state needs. Now, of course, the governor can appeal potentially. So, and in fact, he's already come out with a statement. His press secretary put out a statement the day of the decision saying that they strongly disagree with the limits that this places on his emergency powers. Surprise, surprise. And they're evaluating next steps. So, if they appeal, that he's right. But we are very confident in the decision that it's on solid legal ground and that it will stand.
Yes. Well, the other indicator, you know, I talked about, other states, other legislators, you know, being in contact with you. But we also know by application that when the right thing happens, you know, the people will respond. What are you hearing from the people?
Oh, people have been just overwhelmingly supportive. I've never seen anything like it. At the trial, I mean, there were, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people came from all over the state just to be there outside of the courthouse for this trial. And it was actually broadcast on Facebook as well. The court live streamed it. Over 200,000 people tuned into the press conference or to the trial that day to watch the legal proceedings. And the thing is, though, it's not just conservatives or Republicans. I have people who are Democrats who tell me they voted for Gavin Newsom, but they just think he's accumulated way too much power, that enough is enough, and like you said, that we need to draw a line in the sand.
Exactly. Well, Kevin Kiley, Assemblyman for California, has been our guest talking about, something that we can rejoice in and be pleased that the Sutter County Court has rebuked the extreme executive power amid COVID-19 exercised by Governor Newsom. So clipping his wings, I think, is a good thing. But again, you know, hey, look, at this is a battle for freedom, and it never ends, does it?
That's absolutely right. That's right. And, right. We're going to keep fighting because, in California, I pointed out that as bad as this year has been, what's made it peculiarly bad in California is that, even before COVID-19, we had so many things that were wrong with our government, such a lack of balance, such a lack of representation. And so we've just kind of seen all of that put on steroids this year. Exactly. So I'm hoping that having reached this sort of mid-year, this all-time low, maybe that will be what finally gets the pendulum moving in the other direction and gets us back in touch with, these principles of freedom and liberty and representative government that are so important to our country and would, help to turn our state around if we could resubmit ourselves to them.
Exactly. And we need more reinforcements to that particular objective. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley right here. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Take care.
attention, business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach